What a parade! You can just imagine how exciting it is to be here in Jerusalem. Even though we live back in Galilee, I've always come to Jerusalem for Passover. But this is the first time that I'm coming with my new husband and his family, and this is the first time that everyone is talking about Jesus. I hardly know Jesus, but he and his family were at my wedding, and it was the talk of Cana for weeks. I was too busy enjoying the feast to know what was happening, but servants gossip, and well, they told me the truth about the delicious wine that my in-laws saved for last. It seems hard to believe, but Jesus, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, Jesus turned water into wine. It's an unusual miracle, and nowadays everyone is talking about the miracles that Jesus does, but this is one that I know of. And now to come to Jerusalem and see Jesus at the head of the parade, riding a donkey into the city to prove that he is God's anointed one. Just like it says in Isaiah's scrolls, his followers are everywhere. They're marching from Olivet to Jerusalem, and people are calling out Jesus, and they're waving their palm branches, and they are so overjoyed to see him. But people are starting to murmur, and they're not sure what to make of him. People are more than happy to take what Jesus gives them, to be healed and to be fed, and to sit at his feet and listen to God's word. But the minute that they sense trouble, everyone starts to back away. And then the rumors start. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
I really don't have time for parades. There's so much going on. It's Passover, the busiest time of the year. I went down to central Jerusalem to be part of the usual festivities. Everything must be done correctly, and I am one of the ones with the authority to lead the people. But this year, my heart's just not in it. Some of the other leaders are so consumed by this Jesus. They say he is dangerous, that he is leading the people into idolatry and insurrection. There may be some truth to that, but I can't help but believe that Jesus is really a threat to us leaders in charge. The crowds, they follow him everywhere. They hang on his every word. They believe anything he says, even when he tells them that their leaders are incorrect. But you know what? What Jesus says makes sense to me. I heard him from the edge of the crowd, and I knew I needed to learn more. So I went to him in the dark of the night in the hopes to get my questions answered. And when we were alone, he saw right to my very soul. He knew my burdens. He knew my longings. He knew my questions before I even asked them. He is like no prophet we have ever known. There is something so different about him that I just can't quite name. A great teacher? Perhaps, but something more. I only wish he would do his work quietly, hang out in some rural backwater rather than being right under our noses. But here he is, in Jerusalem, at Passover. The people treat him like a king. I mean, they're even singing, "Behold, the king comes." The king of this kingdom? I don't think so. His kingdom would be far larger. I don't know what's in store for him here. I do know that he's in trouble. I wish he wouldn't have come to Jerusalem. But knowing Jesus, I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
So this is Jerusalem. I have never been here before. But after the time I spend with Jesus, I knew I had to follow him here. On that miraculous day when we met, I felt loved. Jesus knew everything about me, and yet he loved me just as I was, just as I am. So I had to follow him, and here I am. I have been staying on the outskirts of town in the Mount of Olives with some of his followers. But today, we came into town to watch as he rode down the path into the city. It seemed that all Jerusalem turned out to greet him. People were stripping palm fronds from the trees and waving them like banners and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Some people lined the path of the donkey with their cloaks so that he would not step on the stones or stumble. What an incredible sight! I know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One, and now everyone else will too. But I sense something sinister here. Something is not right. There are whispering voices and suspicious glances. The religious leaders seem to be plotting something behind the scenes. Perhaps it is only my imagination. After all, I am an outsider. Maybe it is always like this at Passover. But I can't help but think that it is more than that. After all, the people are listening to Jesus. But I think those religious leaders would prefer the people listen to them. And they don't even seem to like a lot of people, like me and others in our motley group of misfits and outsiders. We are some of Jesus' most dedicated followers. They'd prefer that we remained on the outside. No wonder they're fed up with Jesus. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
The colors are unbelievable. People, plants, colors, shapes, forms. It's almost too much for me to take in. My whole life, I never thought I would be able to visit Jerusalem, let alone see everything with my own eyes. When Jesus healed me, gave me back my sight, I knew I would follow him anywhere. I am nobody special. I'll never be one of the main disciples. But I will always praise God for the gift I have received through Jesus. Like the Samaritan woman over there, I was also on the hillside at Mount Olivet. I stood among the many that wanted to hear Jerusalem, wanted to enter Jerusalem with Jesus. This was my first time I saw the Golden City, and to see it on such an occasion, I followed Jesus down the path, and I watched the crowds cheer like they were greeting the king. To have a king like Jesus in my lifetime would be wonderful. When Jesus gave me back my sight, he restored to me my community. Now that my family is not ashamed of me, I can worship in a synagogue or even come to the temple in Jerusalem. But from within the crowd, I start to hear that some people don't like Jesus very much. They don't know what to make of him. They think that he makes some crazy claims, that he thinks he's God's son, or maybe even God. They fear that the people are listening to Jesus and that they believe in the power of Jesus rather than the power of the worship and sacrifices of our faith. I don't know what to believe. Yes, it seems crazy, but then look what Jesus can do. I've seen for myself, if you'll pardon the pun, the power that Jesus has to heal. How can someone as loving and powerful as Jesus be wrong? But can someone as loving, but power like that can also be a threat to the way things are. And leaders don't really like things the way they are, or were before Jesus came along. So they're talking about how great getting things back to normal. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
I didn't think we would even make it to Jerusalem this year for Passover. See, it wasn't that long ago that my brother Lazarus suddenly died. And my sister Martha and I were so stricken with grief. But now to be here, to see all these people, it's so wonderful. See, we've been followers and believers in Jesus and his teaching for a long time now. And to see all these other people who are proclaiming that Jesus is the King, it's so reassuring. Since our last encounter with Jesus, we have truly seen new life. We're filled with so much hope and peace. I want to scream from the top of my lungs, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He is the Messiah, the anointed one of God. Now, my brother Lazarus is a little leery of his newfound fame, or infamy, if you ask the Pharisees. He didn't want to come with us here, but my sister Martha and I convinced him to join us on this journey from the Mount of Olives here to Jerusalem. And now, to see this grand parade, the triumphal entry, it feels like the culmination of everything we've believed in, everything we've worked for, waited for. We marched in with our King. But now that we're here, I look at Jesus, and he doesn't look joyful. He doesn't look like a strong king. He looks like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. He looks sad. It makes me uneasy. It's like he knows something that we don't. I wish I knew what was happening so I could help. Should I do something to protect him? What is in store for us these next days of Passover? Is this the beginning of God's kingdom on earth? Or is this the end of Jesus' ministry, of his life? I thought we'd be able to celebrate and enjoy Passover this year, but now it all seems so uncertain. I guess recently I've learned that life can change really quickly, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Over the last 5 weeks, we've seen five encounters with Jesus from John's Gospel. We've seen these stories come alive as people coming from a variety of places have encountered Jesus and received so many different responses. And perhaps we've been reminded that we too come to Jesus at so many different times in our life in so many different ways and encounter and experience Jesus in those seasons. Sometimes we encounter Jesus with the reality that we cannot do enough. We do not have enough. We cannot be enough to meet our own needs, yet alone the needs of our community. And we discover that Jesus always brings gifts of abundance, a new life to us and for us to share. Sometimes we encounter Jesus in our questions, even our doubts, and discover that Jesus is a patient teacher, nurturing and encouraging us, bringing good news to us so that we can share it too. Sometimes we encounter Jesus in our shame and isolation, for the times when we are so aware of our fallenness, of our fallibility, and yet we discover in Jesus one who knows us exactly as we are and embraces us and reconnects us to our community as messengers of Christ's good news. Sometimes we encounter Jesus in the paradox that those who claim they are able to see are in fact blind. And we, when we are able in humility to confess our blindness, that we still have so much to learn, that we're all on a journey together. It's It's only then, Jesus says, that we can truly begin to see. And sometimes we encounter Jesus in our grief, our sadness, our brokenness. For as we are reminded over and over again in our own lives and in the world around us, the world is not as it should be. The world is hurting, even as we experience pain in our own lives. And in that encounter with Jesus, we are reminded that He, and He alone, is the resurrection and the life today. For those who believe in Him will never die, and those who live and believe in Him will live in eternity. Where are you encountering Jesus today? Where does Christ's message meet you today on this Holy Week journey?